y'all know what it is.
Y'all ready?
Turn it up.
1, 2, 3.
Unscripted, unshackled, uncouth. What you're about to hear is for mature ears only. It's Miguel and Holly, uncensored, from Hot 101.5.
Rolling stones of the rap game, not bragging. Look bigger than Jagger, not sagging. Spell it backwards, I'ma leave it at that. Daddy got nothing to do with rap. Check the facts, expose those cats who pose as heroes, take advantage of blacks. The government's gangsters will cut the crap. A war going on, so where y'all at? Fight for power, cause great responsibility. F the police, but who's stopping you from killing me? Disaster's fiascos will loop by P.E.
Well, hi. You hear the lyrics of that?
I don't know. I was like, this is very racially and politically charged.
It's Miguel and Holly Uncensored. My name is Miguel Fuller. That is Holly O'Connor.
Hi.
And that is producer Ryan McGibney.
Yo.
Y'all, I am tired.
Tired?
I am.
Is that the only emotion you are?
Frustrated.
You about to say shook?
Shook, I am shook.
Shaking out that blanket to get ready to go to bed.
Yeah, I'm ready to. It's been a long week. It's been a long summer. And I'm sorry if you're joining the podcast for the first time. I have a feeling this is probably going to be one that isn't like the normal ones.
I don't know. Maybe you should go start with another one. Just stop this nonsense right now and go back to the one where we laughed about fucking how guys take their wieners out of their pants to pee or something. Which one was that?
That was way a while back in the summertime.
Yeah.
But yeah, so this is our uncensored podcast, and everyone's feeling a little salty this morning.
A little bit, yeah.
After the show. It's 11:54 as we are recording this on a Thursday, and everyone's feeling a little prickly today.
A little prickly.
What's going on with you, Holly? Why do you feel prickly?
I don't know. I think what has me...
Oh, wow.
Sorry. I think what has me the most prickly, really, at the deep root of it, is that thing that happened this morning with Tampa Bay versus Tampa versus Tampa Bay area, which we'll get into. Is that part of the reason why you're salty?
Yeah.
And you know what? How dare someone put us off of our, bringing positive energy into the roomness? Sometimes I can't.
Yeah. I mean, and listen, that's why I always say when we do, if you listen to the show... On Tuesdays, we do all the feels. And even in my personal life, you take responsibility for the energy you bring into your space. Everyone's not always perfect. It's work to do that. And sometimes...
I'm the worst at it, actually. I always let negative shit come cloud into my vision. And then I'm like, well, humph. And Miguel goes, Holly. And I go, fine. So, but when he's off, there's nothing to stop me from just going right down in the shithole.
I feel like if I'm in a bad mood, you're like, yes!
I'm like, good! I can be in a bad mood recklessly then. And then that's kind of how my boyfriend is too. Like, he's usually in a good mood, but when he's in a bad mood, like, I'm such an energy... What is it?
Receptacle.
I will take your energy and I will really... chameleon myself into whatever it is.
Yeah.
So if you're in a bad mood, Miguel, and then he's in a bad mood today, so he's in a bad mood, and I'm like sucking up all of this negativity between the both of you, and I'm just like, fuck! I have a hard time changing my own mood. Oh. I just take what everyone else is doing and I amplify it.
It's really hard. And I feel like, too, what's happening with me is this week, I've just been very tired. And I've been trying to get to bed earlier. But I think it's just this summer has been so busy. There's been so much going on. And we've been going out of town. And then there's stuff going out at the station. And then just everything happening. And that I just haven't been sleeping as well. Like, literally, I woke up this morning, and I think I, even though I didn't wake up throughout the night, I was, like, across, like, horizontally across my bed.
You slept like a toddler.
Yeah, like, I've been sleeping, like, because normally when I sleep, I'm like a rock.
Yeah.
I'm in one spot, and that's it. But I've just been all over the place, and I don't know what's going on with me right now, but I just haven't been sleeping very well, so I'm a little tired.
That'll do it.
So I've just been a little more... sensitive than normal.
That's true. And I have to say, probably between us, like in our I feel like, you know, Ryan isn't as affected. He just kind of does his own thing. But like between in the room, in the studio, like you're very much, as far as the emotion and the mood in the room. Mm-hmm. You're the generator. I'm the reactor. Yeah. I have a hard time generating feelings. I usually just feed off of the room.
Right, right.
And I did that just came to me, which is really why I have a hard time getting back up if a bunch of people in my life are in bad moods on the same day. So, and then, but then, of course, I'll bring my own shit to the plate. And I'm like, oh, good. Let me bitch about my mom and my kid and this douchebag that tweeted you. And so that's what happened to me. That's what's wrong.
Ryan, what's it like on your end? Because you never say anything. Like, Holly and I will sit here and we will bitch about everything at the radio station, everything in our lives. And then you just sit there and you'll be like, And then if you're curious about something, halfway through the story, you'll be like, wait, so what happened? Yeah. Who was that? Like, we're like, Ryan!
Someone will, he'll find like one interesting detail. Like, and I'll
What'd
be like,
say?
And then
like just one word popped out and I caught it in my brain.
It'll be like the last thing, I'll be like something blowjob. And Ryan's like, wait, what?
Who was this blowjob?
What? Who said it? How?
What's it like to sit in your side of the studio and just listen to that?
I don't know. I just sit.
She's probably like, can you all shut the fuck up? That's probably
words, Ryan. Like, what really do you feel? Are you annoyed by it? Is it just there?
It's just there.
It's just there.
Mm-hmm. It's just a thing. It's what happens. It's the show.
Yeah.
I'm like talking away from the microphone.
I know. I'm like, where are you? Get in the mic.
Hold on. This thing doesn't like stretch over the computer all the way.
Fucking men. Like, that's one of my problems with like straight guys I've had, is that I like, this is where I'm a woman. I'm like, how
you're
do you
talking.
Feel?
And like, then I'm like, oh, okay, cool.
And no, you're just like, oh, I feel no way about it. Like, to me, every time something happens in my life, in or around me,
you're like, what the fuck?
I know. I feel some sort of way about it. Either it's making me happy, it's making me sad.
Right?
I'm
I
very
feel threatened.
Just straight line.
But what? You
don't
feel
some type of way?
I don't
know why.
Taryn
brings that up all the time, too. She's like, are you excited to go to Denver this weekend? I'm like, eh. And she's like, are you excited to go to L.A. next weekend? We're going to L.A. And I'm like, yeah, it'll be cool. I don't know. I don't get excited unless I'm like there and doing it, I guess.
Do you,
it's
like,
fine.
What emotions do you
like,
feel?
I have like a thing.
Like he doesn't have.
I have
emotion.
Like a thing where I don't like to get my hopes up about stuff, and it just like permeates into the rest of my life.
So, are you actively trying not to have feelings?
No, but I maybe because I've done that so long that now I just do it autonomously. Like no,
damn,
I don't think about it.
What was the last time that you?
Because there's
felt-
like a lot of. I used to worry a lot back in like high school days.
Yeah.
And it just had, I had like a lot of anxiety about stuff. Or just like if I had a girlfriend, like, what is she doing? Why isn't she texting me back? Like that kind of stuff. And I was like, I need to get out of that. That's worse than not having feelings.
Yeah.
So do you not? So let's say Taryn, your girlfriend, doesn't text you, you know, for, I don't know what your texting schedule is, but let's say it's not normal. Do you, now that you've sort of squashed those feelings, do you not get anxiety? Are you not like, no. Why aren't you texting me? What, like, so what do you feel? I want to know, how do you mute your feelings?
Nothing.
I mean, so like,
no, if she hasn't texted me like all day, that's weird. And I know something's up and I'll just be like, hey, but if she doesn't answer, she might be busy. And I'll just see her after work. Like, it's easy.
But how do you not, how do you prevent it from taking over your whole day?
Prevent what?
That feeling.
Thoughts about it.
Well, see, he doesn't even.
I don't even get to that point. I don't know what you're experiencing.
I don't know how you're not. I don't understand.
I mean, I do know what you're experiencing because I used to be that way, but I just don't. It's been so long, I don't know how
to feel.
I've shifted into this.
I'm
like the
fucking,
total opposite now.
You're an alien shapeshifter is what you are now. You're a reptilian. You have no feelings. Yikes.
I don't know.
That is so insane to me.
I don't get worried anymore. Yeah. Like, I try not to have anxiety. The only time I get anxiety is when I have to, like, talk to people.
Okay. So, wait a minute. Do you, never mind. I forgot what I was going to say.
Here's what I find so fascinating is that, to me, I have always said that one of the things that makes me good at my job, but then what also makes me bad as a human, is that I feel super deeply about things, and it's so hard for me not to. And I think I've done a good job, and I worked on this a lot when I was in my teens, and then especially in my 20s, is by not letting it take over my life.
Yeah.
Because I remember when I would feel something, like, I would just lose complete control, and I was like, well, you can't do that. So now what happens is, for instance, like, I'm trying to, like, if someone doesn't text me when they said they were going to,
yeah,
and I'm expecting a text, and if I don't do it, I start spiraling out of control. And I'm like, why didn't they text me? Do they not like me? Does this mean that it's over? Does this mean that they thought I was dumb? Does this mean that the thing I said last night, was it too much? And so then it's just like, I can't pull myself out of that, and then it just starts to permeate everything else, and it's like, see, you dumbass, that's what you do. And then it's just like, it's just, that's how it works for me. It just, it starts with one little thing, and then from there it just spirals out of control. But what I've tried to work on is understand that, first off, that person is not affected by your feeling that way. So like, I'm spinning out of control, and they're probably like, you know, their phone's dead. Exactly. And so that sort of has helped me to not be completely crazy, is by, that's why you hear me a lot say, well, while you're sitting here all upset and mad, the other person's just, you know, eating a fish sandwich and not thinking about you.
Do you like, say stop. That a lot?
I do.
Okay.
I say a lot to myself and other people.
I always try to wait to find out what the situation is. So,
you eating a fish sandwich?
Maybe they are eating a fish sandwich in that time.
I know, I do too, but it's just that it's the way my brain is wired that I start making up scenarios about what else is happening. Mm. And then I do rational, like, I know. Logically, rationally, I'm like, you're being crazy. Mm. That's the rational Holly. But the irrational and or emotion-fueled side is so easy to outpower, power over that whole rational thing.
Mm.
I have a really hard time reining in my emotions, and I'm not sure that I want to.
No.
I don't, but I mean, it's not great for me sometimes.
That's
because
why.
Because then it can send me off track. And I, perfect example. So last night, just quick thing. So my mom and I had a minor blow up about me putting water in which specific kind of glasses for dinner. Long story, but it was so dumb. And I was really heated in that moment. I was like, just pissed. And it was probably like a couple of buildup of other things that had pissed me off during the day. And like, sometimes, you know, how your mother pushes your buttons.
Mm-hmm.
So I blow up about it. And then I continued to think about that whole situation for at least another hour or two later.
Oh.
And so then, like, 2 hours later, I'm talking to my boyfriend, and I was like, I'm sorry about that thing. And he was like, what thing? And I'm like, with my mom. And he's like, what are you talking about? I was like, you were right there with the glasses and the water. And he was like, oh my gosh, I didn't even remember that that happened. Meanwhile, I've been playing it over and over in my head, and about how my daughter might have seen it, how I saw it, how he might have seen it, what it meant for our relationship, how do I go about fixing it from the future. All of that goes through my head, and I'm like, how do I stop?
I wonder, is that why we're so tired? Because our brains are always going.
God, I don't know.
Sometimes I do get in like one of those with like stuff that makes me mad.
Mm.
So I'm trying to be better at that.
What was the last thing that made you mad?
I don't know. Just little stuff, and then I won't be like communicative about it, and then I'll just let it simmer.
Yeah.
And it's like, I know that I shouldn't be that way, but I just can't get out of that mood.
This is what I'm saying.
But I'm not like thinking about why it happened or what I did when it happened. I'm just thinking about being mad and like how I can't stop being mad.
Mm.
I don't know why.
Have you ever been mad at us and not said anything?
No.
I was wanted something good.
I wanted something juicy.
I didn't,
for
because you know what happened? I would think about it for 5 hours later. I don't need that kind of tiredness today.
Yeah.
Dang it, I wanted to know.
No, just like little stuff sometimes between me and Taryn.
Mm.
And then later on we'll be like, okay, sorry.
Yeah, I know, right? Usually it's a pretty quick fix. But that's why I'm such a big believer in talking shit out.
Well, she likes to talk about stuff and like, she's like, why? And then she makes all these assumptions, like when I don't say something.
Yes,
and
I
she's
do the
like,
same thing.
Well, you just, do we want to like break up or whatever?
Oh.
I mean, well, like because, that's extreme case, not all the
right,
time.
Right, right. No,
I, mean,
I
like,
know, I know.
And then I'm just, and that makes me more mad because I'm like, I don't know. I just like can't.
You're like, I wasn't at that level.
I know.
Why are you suddenly
but
there?
She doesn't know I'm at that level because I don't say,
you
anything,
don't say anything.
And it just looks like I am.
I know.
So she's like a you in her brain.
Yes.
And then I am, you know, whatever I am.
Why don't you just say what's on your mind?
Because when I get mad, I just don't talk.
I mean, but.
It's not helpful.
I know.
You have to be able to communicate it out. I mean, and that was the thing that.
I just don't want to, though. I just don't feel like.
But you do realize
talking.
If you're in a relationship, though, it's not just about you. It's about you and the other person.
I know, but I'm just in that, like, stuck mindset for a minute.
I mean, if you, I mean, you know what? And everybody has a different system of how you do it. But if maybe that's something you in your relationship, you're like, listen, if we get to that point where we're mad, give me, yeah, like 10 minutes to get my thoughts together. Because, and that's what I used to tell my last relationship, is I'd be like, okay, give me a second to gather my thoughts, because if I'm just reacting, I'm going to say some pretty vicious shit, but let me get my thoughts how I actually feel, just not how I'm reacting, and then I can have a conversation and properly communicate what I'm trying to express to you, because that first reaction is just white, seething anger, and it's not exactly how
well,
I feel.
See, this is how it works. Like, sometimes if it's like a real bad argument, well, I'll say like either this thing or that thing, and then, you know, it'll progress to whatever. And then the next day, we'll wake up and be like, oh, sorry, it's cool. But then, like, later in the next day, always later in the next day at, like, 4, 5, or 6 o'clock, once the evening's rolling around, we had a good day afterwards, and we're just like, okay, apologetic. She'll be like, so when you said this, I'm just thinking about it right now. I'm like,
oh,
why? Why? We're over it. Why is this always one of the things that I say comes back? And it's just like another thing. I could be like, no, we talk about it for a minute. And I'm like, okay. But
I
know I'm always waiting for it. There's like a simmering aspect. I'm waiting for it to happen.
Maybe like she either hasn't thought about it yet, or like now it's starting to, because everything else is fine. But she's like, something else was not right. But what was it? Oh, that. Let me latch on.
So now I always wait for, I know to wait for that.
I think
it's not over yet.
That's the difference between men and women, is that women want to talk it out, flip it over, examine,
flip
it back over, examine it some more, let it simmer a little bit, then talk about it some more.
Being roadkill, and for some reason, like you're poking at roadkill with a stick.
You know what happens when you get mad at each other? Just flip her over.
Oh, no, for real though.
Oh, Holly said
no,
yes.
But like that's the thing, is that I feel like I should probably express this to my boyfriend, because I'm like, he's really good at talking, which is awesome, because I need that. So he's a good communicator and he's totally willing to talk things out. But sometimes he does the Ryan where it's like he is a straight guy, so he just wants to process stuff on his own in his head. And he's like, this is not about you. Do not overthink it. Let me overthink it. I'm like, have we met? Because I need to.
You know me? It's about me.
And then I'm like, I'm being selfish. Everything's not about me. And then I wait on that for a minute, and I'm like, fuck it, let me be selfish. So like, it's not about me, but this. And like, if you as a dude think that you have talked about it enough, you haven't.
Talk about it some more.
I at least need another 30 minutes of talking about it until it's enough for me. Like, I need to talk about every fucking aspect of it, and I know that that's so exhausting. But imagine how my brain must feel. So let me. I need to talk about it. And you know what? Sometimes, like a week later, I want to be like, you remember that other thing we already talked about? Can we bring it up again? Because I'd like to just go into, not mad. I'm not mad about it anymore.
Right. And then you get mad.
I just want to talk about it again. Can we do it? But this is why I love my relationship with Miguel, because it's like we can do that bullshit with each other, because we're like a couple of hens in a sewing circle. And it probably has set me up for failure in a straight man relationship, because straight men do not like that bullshit.
No.
You and I, Miguel, like a month later, I could be like, so can we talk about this again? You'd be like, girl, I'm ready. And then we'll go into it, knives and forks, dissect it. But straight guys don't want to. So I don't know whose fault it is. Is it me that should I not do that and like, you know, temper off that part of my personality? Or should he be like, you know, something that's not part of his personality, and where's the compromise?
I think,
and here's where we take phone calls. Oh wait,
right. podcast.
This is where I miss long form radio.
I think that there has to be a compromise, because you can't expect someone to completely change just how they're wired.
Right. No.
And
exactly.
Then that goes for both people. Like, you can't change how you're wired. He can't. Your boyfriend Ryan can't change how he's wired. So I think there has to be some sort of compromise of exactly how you communicate with each other. So maybe it's like, once you initially get that, you know, talk out of whatever the case may be, and you're like, all right, it is settled. And then, like, the next time that it comes up, you're like, you know what? I'm just doing it. Now it's just sort of being gratuitous.
I understand that it's gratuitous.
And so that's when you just sort of have to say, you know what? I'm asking him to go out of his comfort zone and communicate when he doesn't want to. So I'm going to not communicate in this aspect. And listen, what I'm saying is just what I feel. I don't know if this is a psychologist and what they would say. But that's just what my gut would tell me, is to be like, you know what? If I talk about it, it's not going to make me feel some type of way. Mm-hmm. So let's find something else to focus on instead of this issue that I'm trying to bring back from the dead from 2 weeks ago. What else can we talk about or do that's going to move us forward? Because all that's going to do is just take us back.
Okay.
I don't know if that's the right thing to answer, but that's sort of what feels right to me.
Try it out.
Exactly. I don't know.
Okay. So anyway, I'm, by the way, now starting to feel a lot better.
Oh, are you?
See?
You talk it out?
You see?
Yeah.
I got to say all this shit to someone who wants to hear it.
Right.
And he does. But, like, I just feel like half the time I don't know what point I'm trying to make until I talk through it to get there.
Right.
Which is like the anti-radio in me, you know, because in the radio, you got to know what you're going to say going in.
But sometimes it's really hard to just...
I don't know how I feel sometimes until I talk through it.
No, it's true. I mean, then that's why we, you know... What we learned in radio is that when we do like Hot in Hollywood or Trending in Tampa Bay, that traditionally Holly should be tell me every story she's doing. We should talk out what our points are going to be. I don't know half of the shit I'm going to say until I'm on the air. Mm-hmm. And but how much we've got 10 years of proof that shows that's just how my brain operates.
Yeah.
Unless I'm under the gun and I know that there are thousands upon thousands of people listening. And then it's like my brain's like, ooh, I have something interesting or funny or...
It's a totally different experience when the mic turns on.
Exactly.
We could actually sit here and I could diagram out how we're going to go into this and talk about it. I could say, and like, we could have scripted it. We don't, by the way. A lot of people wonder if we script what we do on the radio. We
no.
Do not.
Unfortunately, I would sound a lot better.
I could script it out and I could be like, okay, here we go, Miguel. Mics go on. I'm like, so new Taylor Swift. And Miguel goes completely off script because it's live radio, and that's sort of the beauty of it. You would never do that for, like, you know, I don't know. It's more just the reaction to a story. Like, mm-hmm. I wouldn't come in and go and say, I'm going to talk about Taylor Swift and then talk about Harry Styles.
Right.
That's not how I'm talking. I'm talking about your reaction. It's different in the moment on live radio.
Most definitely.
So that's why we don't plan that out.
No, not at all. And so I don't know what point I was trying to make with all of that. Just now I completely
lost
it.
I think that was my fault. Okay, can we move on? I feel actually a lot better about this whole thing.
You feel good?
I do. Let's move on to the second point and the bigger point as to why we were salty today. About old tweeting ass bitch.
God, I don't know if I want to go. That's going to make me mad again.
Well, we have to bring it up now. And you know what? Maybe we won't have to get into it. Maybe we're past being so mad about it, when you just talk about it and
that's
then move
true.
On.
Let me pull it up. So basically, whenever we do hot, okay, so we do a segment every day on the national show Dish Nation.
Yes.
It's basically radio shows, two big radio shows, one from Atlanta, one from LA, that talk about celebrity stuff every day. Well, they have us locally do a segment called Hot Dish that's on the national show on Mondays and Thursdays. And on the days of the national show, we start the segment and it sounds like this. We are Miguel and Holly from Hot 101.5 in Tampa Bay, Florida with your hot dish. So that's what it sounds like.
And to me, I was like, okay, that's fine. What about it?
And so then I got a little tweet poo from a person. Hold on, sorry, I'm pulling up this little tweet. Did you know the Zingbot was on last night?
Damn it! I didn't watch it last night. In fact, I'm not even caught up with Sundays. So I got to watch Sunday and yesterday, Big Brother.
Sorry, why isn't it doing this? And so basically this, here we go. this. Ah! I'm sorry. My phone's being weird.
You want me to try and find it?
See if you can find it. This guy who is a director at Fox 13, who we work with, started this whole chain by calling me out about how I intro the thing.
All right. Where is it? Tweets and replies.
Do you see?
Yeah, I got it. Okay, so he says...
A radio station in Tampa Bay, question mark. It's a body of water. Are you on a boat? You're in Tampa Bay area, hashtag native.
So then Miguel replied to this with eye rolling emoji. That's who we broadcast to. And then you included a screenshot of Wikipedia that said the Tampa Bay area is a major blah, 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 blah.
So basically I was trying to say we broadcast to a lot of counties in the Tampa Bay region. And so that's who we are representing when they play our segment to the nation.
Right. You know what I just realized? He's got a protected Twitter account and I'm not friends with him, so I can't see his tweets. That's why I was like, why can't I read them on Twitter?
Oh, he probably put that on after. So is that why I can't see the whole exchange anymore?
Yeah.
Ooh, maybe.
Because before what I did is because Dish Nation replied with a GIF, and then I could click on that and it would show me the whole exchange, but I can't anymore.
Well, it's probably because he made his profile private.
Oh, people probably were tweeting him.
Did they know it was him though? How did they know?
Well, no, you didn't put his name out there, but they looked on yours.
Well, on my like page, because I was kind of mad last night.
Oh, you put his name out? That guy.
Well, I didn't know that he was a director for our TV partner. I took a screenshot of his tweet. But if you read the post that I put on my like page, I wasn't trying to attack him. I was genuinely like, listen, I see that this guy is a director at our TV partner, and clearly he feels like I'm misrepresenting our region on national TV, and I don't want to do that. So what I did on my like page, I took a screenshot and it has his name on there in his picture. And I said at the beginning of our hot dish segment, blah, 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 what we just said about how I intro it. But I said it's a body of water. Tampa Bay isn't an actual. Now, I know Tampa Bay isn't an actual place. It's a body of water. But I can't say it's Miguel and Holly from Hot 101.5 from St. Pete, Tampa, Clearwater, Sarasota, etc. Saying from the Tampa Bay area also sounds a little weird. Am I wrong? Am I making us look stupid on national TV?
So his thing was twofold, actually, because I've really studied this while we could see the tweets, is that the first order of business is he was mad because you were saying in Tampa Bay.
Right.
And when you say in Tampa Bay, I guess he thought you're meaning in the actual bay, the water.
Right.
So he was saying you should say in the Tampa Bay area.
Right.
And then we kind of got a little, you know, off on that. And then he then followed up with, it's not Tampa Bay, it's just Tampa. So it's like twofold.
Right.
You can't say you're in Tampa Bay because that means you're in a body of water.
Right.
But you also shouldn't be saying Tampa Bay in general because it's just Tampa. Mm. The bay is not a thing. It's not.
Right.
That would be saying that you have to say like St. Pete, Tampa.
Well, and then, you know, because he, on my like page, he commented and he said that, because people were kind of going in on him on my like page and they were saying, well, here's a nitpicky guy. He needs to get a life, blah, blah, blah. And I wasn't trying. I honestly was not trying to elicit that. I wanted to know if you're from Tampa. Because like, I'm from Atlanta and I don't like when people say Hotlanta. Because it just sounds like, girl, that was 1994 during Freaknik and all that other stuff back in the day.
Sounds like hot garbage.
Exactly. Like, no one from Atlanta says, you want to come to Hotlanta?
Yeah, well,
we say, do you want to go to the ATL? It's perfectly fine.
Sure.
Or Atlanta. So I understand if you're from the area and if you feel a type of way about your area, I don't want to misrepresent that. So he said, lots of hate from some of these folks. I'm just proud of my hometown, Tampa. It's sad to have the Tampa Bay moniker, which represents a region, define a city. And then he tagged the group, We Are Tampa, Not Tampa Bay, has more info. And it's basically a group of people that are from Tampa, Hillsborough County, that say, we don't want to be represented. If you're trying to say Tampa, then say Tampa. If you want to say St. Pete, say St. Pete. And I'm like, well...
But, you know, there's strength in numbers. So our metro region, which would be considered Tampa, Clearwater, St. Pete, that's a pretty big, formidable-sized area.
Right.
Market 19 in the radio market.
A market 11 in TV.
Okay, so that's big. If you just single out Tampa proper, it's not that big.
Don't they say Tampa Bay on Fox 13?
They do. Well,
they say Good Day Tampa Bay. That's a show.
On that that's news station.
Okay, good day, body of water.
That's what I'm saying.
That's your own shit.
Here was my big point. Okay, so all of our sports teams in this area are the Tampa Bay whatever. It's the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, the Tampa Bay Rays, the Tampa Bay Lightning. Do you want me to call them the Tampa Buccaneers?
Right.
Do you want me to call them the St. Pete Rays? Do you want me to call them the Tampa Bay Area Buccaneers? Because now you sound real stupid.
Ooh.
I agree.
Shots fired. Beep, 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 beep.
It's not like I'm stupid. I understand that Tampa is a city, and I understand that St. Pete is a city, and there are other cities that make up this metro area. Tampa, just be thankful that your name is in the Bay part, and it's not St. Pete Bay, because then you'd be pissed off.
St. Pete area.
And then what about Clearwater? They just left
fucking
off.
Fucking Clearwater never gets the respect they deserve.
They get nothing. People forget that it's Clearwater.
I know. And so the whole thing, I think, was just asinine. It was asinine.
Ooh. Tell us what you call it in a tweet when you listen to this, and then we'll have no idea what you're talking about.
Because
that's what usually happens. People tweet us like they are listening currently to the podcast.
Yeah, and I'm
like, they're like this, and I'm like, what?
The fuck? Or the people that binge listen to the podcast, and then like 3 months from now, they're going to be like, St. Pete!
Yeah, they're like, you put your balls out in this when you pee. And I'm like, okay.
I'm like, what?
Do we have anybody that is from Tampa, like a native?
Isn't Ryan from Tampa? Tampa Bay?
You're from Pinellas County.
Yeah.
I'm talking about somebody from Hillsborough who would feel one way or another.
I think my boyfriend is from Tampa.
Is he? Well, we can't talk to him.
We will one day.
Dang it, one day.
Mr. Where Dimples. Is
where's he was Phoebe born from? In Busch Gardens.
He was born on the roller coaster.
On the cheetah hunt.
Yeah, it was not open then. It was like called the Big Quiggly Wiggly or something. Like, we went to Busch Gardens, quick side tangent. We went to Busch Gardens a while back, and he was like, is the Wiggy-Waggy Wild Man Mountain still open? And I was like, what? He's naming all these crazy-ass rides that are very clearly no longer open. And like all the old school people that worked at Busch Gardens are like, oh, yeah, that was a good one.
Oh, that's a good one. And is the Phoenix still open? The boat that goes upside down?
Yeah, I think that is. Okay, I saw that. But there's like a bunch of roller coasters that he knew growing up in Tampa, as you would. And I'm like, I think you made that name up. I'm trying to think. Is there something with a W?
Dang it. Can we put him on the voice disguiser? I don't know. Does the voice disguiser?
I'm sorry. Does the voice disguiser? I just want to look up what this ride could have been because it's real crazy. It was like something
I'm trying to think. Who else? Hey, is Phoebe from Hillsborough?
No, she's from Dunedin.
Oh, what county is Dunedin in?
Pinellas.
Oh. Dang it.
Dunedin.
Nobody is from Hillsborough that lives here. Let's see. Nope.
Maybe that's because, well, no. There's
where's Jenna? There. Jenna's from St. Pete. And
St. Pete.
Dang it.
Who else?
Mike Oliver, he's from North. Where's Evander from?
Somewhere else.
Is he from the Tampa Bay area?
No.
Dang, we have no one.
Maybe that's why they're so turned up.
I think Evander moved here when he was young.
Where is Seth from?
I don't know.
No, he went to high school in Tampa, I think.
Did he?
I think he went to, isn't Gaither in Tampa?
Hold on, keep talking.
Oh my God, is he here even? Hold on. Okay, Ryan. Ryan, you better use words. I'm all by myself over here. Well, what Miguel is doing is going to find Seth, who used to do the morning show on Hot when Jade was here, and he now works on Drew Garabo's show over on The Bone. But I think because Gaither is in Tampa, right? Gaither High School?
Yeah.
Seth went to Gaither. So if that's the case, then he must be from Tampa.
I'm trying to remember all the schools that I went to for Fox 13 prep.
Oh, Fox,
prep rally.
I
don't know where I was half the time.
What?
Because it was like 4 a.m. We had to go out there. Mm. And I'm just like, there's too many schools to remember where they all
are. I'm sorry.
Are.
Well, and I'm still, by the way, still trying to Google Busch Gardens.
Where is everybody? He's not here.
Dang it. All right. Well, you know what?
Let me look in my phone about see who is possibly.
If you know, like if you were born in Hillsborough County, Like, I would be really curious to know, like, how you feel. Because when I looked at that Facebook page, it was only, like, 250 people in it. So it's not like it's this big popular.
Is Danielle from Magic?
I don't know. I don't know where she's from.
Wait, is Phoebe next door right now?
No, she's not in the studio. I know.
Because she would probably know because of Seth.
Right, and that's what I was thinking. At least we could grab her, but I don't even know. Well, anyway, so that was the big rigmarole this morning that sort of got us off.
So it just, I went off, and I apologize. I didn't have time to blow up properly behind the scenes before I did it on the air. So I blew up, and I'm sorry. But I feel less intense about it now. I really do.
I mean, I feel kind of bad. Homeboy, like, blocked his Twitter, or he put it on private. So no one could see.
Well, I mean, if you're going to go in like that, you really need to be prepared for what could happen.
I mean, it's true. I mean, and I hate to say that, but it's like when you come in with something strong like that at me and like just the tone of the original tweet, and especially, and granted, I feel like I have self-control, you know, so I should not have responded the way I did to him, but the first thing I saw after I had been working all day, tired, come home from CrossFit, hungry, and all I see is a radio station in Tampa Bay. It's a body of water. Are you on a boat? You're in the Tampa Bay area. #native. That's how I read it. I didn't even look to see who it was. This could have been Mayor Bob Buckhorn for all I know. But I responded immediately with my eye roll and then my thing, my tweet.
Yeah.
Like, don't come at me like that.
And that's what I thought originally. This was an altercation about the saying of Tampa Bay versus Tampa Bay area.
Right.
But now it's grown to like, he's trying to get rid of Tampa Bay. I don't even know what else to call it. I'm just saying, if you call it Tampa, you leave out a big portion. You leave out 2/3 of the metro.
Millions of people. Millions of people.
It doesn't work. It's not the same as Atlanta or Detroit or Cleveland or Chicago.
Or I just saw somebody walk through. Who was it?
I don't know.
Miguel's like, are you from Tampa?
Hey, anybody out there from Tampa?
Anybody from Tampa? Hillsboro?
Like, you can't just shout into the hallway.
Anybody?
Did you go look next door and see if she came back?
I wish we had a loudspeaker.
I heard the door open, though.
We could say, excuse me, all Cox Media Group employees.
Oh, come.
If anybody is from Tampa,
get in here.
Please come to the Cox studio.
We know that you are from Dunedin.
I am, born and raised.
Where is
Seth from Tampa?
He's from Chicago.
Motherfucker!
We're trying to find somebody from Tampa in this building.
When did he move to Tampa?
When maybe like 10 years old.
Okay, that's okay.
Okay.
So he could kind of consider himself to be like raised in Tampa.
Yeah, I'd say so.
Ask.
So here's the thing. One of the producer directors at Fox 13 came at me on Twitter because at the beginning of our Hot Dish segments when we're national, I say, it's Miguel and Holly from Hot 101.5 in Tampa Bay, Florida with your Hot Dish. And he's like, Tampa Bay is water. You're not representing Tampa Bay. It should just be Tampa or St. Pete.
Or Tampa Bay area.
Yeah.
There's two arguments here. So it's like, are we supposed to say Tampa Bay area? Because I'm sorry, I'm not going to say the Tampa Bay area Buccaneers or the Tampa Bay area Rays. But if we only say Tampa, you're leaving out Clearwater, St. Pete.
It's Tampa Bay. This area is called Tampa Bay.
Yes.
The whole area is all encompassing.
I don't think you need to specify area.
You don't have to say area.
Right.
What?
And he came for me, girl.
There are many different ways to say it,
though.
I am
such a big fan of the Tampa Bay Area Lightning.
Some people just say Bay Area to, like, generalize this location.
Right, they do.
And there's a similar one in California. I forgot.
But see, that's why I'm like, the California Bay Area kind of has dibs on the Bay Area. We have it, but on a global, nationwide scale, if you were to say the Bay Area,
right,
I think people would think
San Francisco.
Out there.
Uh-huh. Right.
They don't automatically think, oh, they must be talking about Tampa Bay Area.
No, it's Tampa Bay.
Thank you.
He can zip it.
I mean,
I'm sure
you got to change the Rays hats and put TBA on it.
TBA.
And that's to be announced. That's awkward.
I know. Tampa Bay Area Buccaneers. Tampa Bay Area Lightning.
Well, yeah, because I would consider our radio station is in Tampa Bay.
Right.
We're in St. Pete. It's Tampa Bay. The whole area is Tampa Bay.
Well, he would argue that no, it's not. Tampa Bay is water.
Yeah, he would say that since our physical address is St. Pete, that we should be Hot 101.5 serving St. Pete.
Does he have nothing going on at work?
Okay, like, you know, that's the whole... I know,
he's actually turned...
This guy, you said he works there?
Yeah, he works
there. And this guy's like a professional troll. What is he doing? That's something that somebody who lives in their mom's basement would tweet you. Like, what is this guy doing?
He put his account on lockdown now.
Yeah, he protected it. Because I went to go look at the chain.
The chain, I can't see it.
And you can't see it anymore. He's protected his tweets.
Well, they talked about it on the show this morning. Yeah. People probably found
it's
out.
It's Tampa Bay.
Okay.
Okay, I'm the authority. I was born in Tampa Bay, even though I was actually born in Dunedin.
But then I was wondering, I'm like, well, is someone who's born in Tampa proper, do they feel any different type of way about including Pinellas County or whatever?
No, this guy's just got something going on. That's like,
got something going on.
Thank you, Phoebe.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
Goodbye.
Sorry Phoebe. To pull you over Phoebe. For all of that.
Phoebe. Second appearance on the podcast.
Yes. Magic 94.9 fame.
It's great.
Thank you. All right,
let's put this to bed.
Okay, well, that's it. We're done. I'm over it. I apologize. They're our partners. I love everybody. You know what? I love him because we work together. And if
we do, and he obviously must watch our hot dish segments, maybe because he has something to do with the loading into them of Dish Nation.
He probably has to, and he hates it.
He probably does.
Probably every time he sees us, he's like, God damn.
Y'all, Liz, how long have we been doing hot dish?
2 years.
Probably for 2 years, this poor man has loaded in hot dish into Dish Nation, and every time he hears it, it's like death by a thousand paper cuts. And finally, at long last, this man was like, I can't take it anymore! So he tweeted you, and look what's happened. His life got shut down on Twitter. It's not his fault.
I do. I apologize. So I apologize to Eric. I do apologize.
You can't just say his name and throw him under the bus.
Oh, no. I didn't say his last name. So anyway, okay. I'm done. I'm spent.
You ruined his tweeting life.
No, girl, he's fine. I didn't come for him. I just was simply stating what I believe is right.
This is my problem. I will dig in if I know I'm right. And I know that I happen to be right about this. I'm sorry. I'm a bitch like that. Actually, I'm not sorry. It's just who I am.
See, I'm like, what? Unless it's something like with race or gays or women, I don't dig in. Anything else, I'm just kind of like, I don't care.
I'll dig in about the most stupid shit if I feel strongly that I'm right.
Oh my God, not me. I'm just like, whatever. I'm like, what are we eating for lunch? Like, I don't care anymore.
There was somebody on the Facebook that I was like, better call, because they were like, it's Tampa Bay area. And I responded with, guess we better start calling them the Tampa Bay area Buccaneers, shrug emoji. And they went, ha ha, I know. I guess you're right. I heard how passionate you were about it. Who cares, really? LOL. Who cares? Obviously, I care. I fucking care! How dare you trivialize my comment with a who cares? Obviously, you care enough to have typed out some gosh damn letters. Don't you who cares me? Okay, that's enough.
Oh, jeez. Well, there you go. Another uplifting Miguel and Holly uncensored. We are taking responsibility for the energy we bring into Tampa Bay.
For some reason, I feel the need for a really hard, cathartic cry right now. Maybe I'll do that on my way home from work.
Oh, wow, that was just
crying
a
in
lot.
The car is my forte.
What song do you listen to while you cry?
Crying in the club, but she replaces club right. with car.
It varies. I mean, it depends on what type of cry I need. Sometimes it doesn't even matter. I don't really have a favorite at the moment.
No.
Mm-mm.
What about?
Lucky for you, this isn't a trigger for me anymore. This one was really bad. Okay, it's a small trigger. I used to cry hard about this one. When okay, you can turn it off. I don't want to hear it. Used to before.
All right, we're done.
And I can't sweep you off of your feet.
Can you stop this song? Actually, I don't really care.
I just
want to
see if we
care.
You gotta get to the part.
No, you don't.
Keep going. Taste of my
love. Okay.
Ah, you missed it.
Oh.
Will your eyes still smile?
It goes, will you still remember the taste of?
Leave it to Ryan. Okay. Holly, what's all of your social media?
Radio Holly. I don't have the little, nope, that was unnecessary.
You don't have what?
Nothing. As he was coming out, my tongue went, oh. It's Radio said. Holly. It's fine. I'm fine.
Ryan, what's all your social media?
Radio McGib, McGib.
You can follow along as Ryan goes to Denver this weekend.
Denver, Colorado, and then LA next week.
Gosh.
Wait, you'll be traveler. In LA during Labor Day?
Yes.
Fun. Are you going to smoke up while you're in Denver?
No.
Why? It's legal.
I don't know.
Are you seriously not going to?
Probably not.
Wow.
I mean, we'll be like out and about and stuff. I can't do that while I'm like doing things.
Why?
I just have to sit at home.
Yeah. I don't like to be with people if that sort of thing goes down. I just like to be by myself.
Thinking
with one other person.
Loud, maybe we found love.
I would appreciate that.
Miguel Fuller is all of mine. Holly, do you hate me now?
No, I still hate all of the events of today more than I hate you in this moment.
She'll bring it back later.
I probably will. Like later on today, I'll be salty. Like, can I just say one thing? Because you know that's exactly what will happen.
Miguel Fuller, MIGUELFULLER. That's where you can find me on Snapchat, Instagram, and Twitter.
Snapchat, you can find videos of me eating food. So.
Oh, eating what?
Miguel's Snapchat.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It's always just me eating food.
Eating.
In the mornings.
Balls.
What the?
I don't know. It's time to go. It's Wrap just it up. Really time to go. You can also listen to the podcast at hot1015tampabay.com, or you can download the Hot 101.5 app, listen to us there, or on Apple iTunes. Just make sure to rate and subscribe. Bye.
Want more Miguel and Holly? Listen to past episodes of Miguel and Holly Uncensored at hot1015tampabay.com, the Hot 101.5 app, or on iTunes.